Hi, this is Daniel Nahar, and you're listening to the Heart of a Lion podcast.
Episode number 9, Death and Regret. It's always fascinating to watch the reaction to someone's death. The instant their demise hits, social media is flooded with tribute posts. Everyone writes long paragraphs professing how much they love the person, how talented they were, and how sorely they'll be missed. There's even cases of people becoming famous after they die. An artist might live their whole life in obscurity, and as soon as they pass, everyone rushes to check out their work. Why do we have to wait till people die to show love? Well, I think there's a few reasons. The first reason is because death is permanent. When someone dies, they're gone forever. You can't ever interact with them again. You feel so much grief because you know you should have treated them better or told them that you love them. You took them for granted and now you realize what you lost. As the saying goes, you don't know what you have till it's gone. The finality of death will make you fully appreciate someone. If the deceased person happens to be an artist, the news of their death will give them a massive boost of publicity. Their art will be viewed in a new light, and a piece of their spirit will live on for eternity. The second reason is because they're no longer competition to us. Nothing's more difficult than surviving in society. Finding a good job and spouse can feel like Mission Impossible. The daily stress we're under unconsciously makes us view everyone as competition. If someone's better looking or smarter than you, they could steal an opportunity. It's normal to be jealous of people while they're alive and then genuinely sad once they pass away. Sometimes you can only see a person's positive traits when they no longer threaten your own advancement. The worst part of someone's death is a regret of things unsaid. We generally think we have all the time to tell people what they mean to us. We have no sense of urgency. Our mindset is that we'll get around to telling them eventually. Tomorrow isn't promised though, and death is random. Some people die of natural causes at an old age, and some people die young to tragedy. How often do you hear about a fatal car crash or unexpected cancer diagnosis? The Grim Reaper has never collected unemployment, and the only thing we know for certain is that he's coming. We just don't know when. I think we procrastinate telling people we love them because it's a hard conversation to have. You might have had a rocky relationship and you're not used to being emotional with them. Deep down, you know you should tell them, but you can't get the words out of your mouth. It's so important that you do, though. Find the courage and make sure your loved ones know they're loved. You never know when their time's up. Put petty matters aside and express how you feel. Not only will you make their day, you'll feel good too, because you said what needed to be said. You'll still have tears when they pass away, but at least now they won't be ones of regret.